Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Am I interested in what?
Well, we're not selling anything, so we're just conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected...
Perceptions of what?
Hurricane threats and damage reduction. So I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So would you say your home is a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, or a manufactured or a mobile home?
Condominium.
All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own? Okay, thank you. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
Tell you what?
Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
In 1999.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20 years.
20 years. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes tropical storms, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
I think we had a couple of 4s.
All right, 4s. All right, thank you. Could you please tell me the name or the year in which the Category 4 hurricane happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was about 5 years ago, but... I don't remember.
All right, no worries. So we can just put 2019. 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, well, 4 years ago was actually 2020. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
2020. All right, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
All right. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
Couple of thousands.
All right. So would you say $2,000 then?
Yeah.
All right. Could you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home?
Just the roof.
Just the roof. All right. Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
All right, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or slash board up your home or something else?
No, that's all.
That's all? All right, thank you. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning?
When a watch is issued.
When a watch is issued, all right, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat confident.
All right. Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
What was your question?
And could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And
the list... Probably television.
All right. Could you name 2 more, please? I can read the list again if you would like.
2 more?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Social media, maybe.
social media. All right. And for one last one, would you say it could be like internet sources, but other than social media, like radio or newspaper/print media, or you get information a little bit from friends and family, or what's that?
Yeah, just those two.
Just those two? All right, well, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared, to 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
How are we prepared?
So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being kind of the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Maybe a 3.
A 3. All right. Thank you. How many of these factors have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? And the list goes property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, or have none of the above affected your hurricane preparedness?
Cost of insurance.
Cost of insurance. All right. Just that one?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Is it in what?
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? All right, thank you. When would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch happened, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
If I was ordered to evacuate.
All right, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Local shelter.
Local shelter. All right, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One? All right, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm sorry, what is what?
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$4,000.
All right, thank you. So how confident are you that you could come up with $4,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? No problem. All right, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly? It's decreased somewhat. It's remained the same. Has it increased somewhat, or has it increased significantly?
Increased significantly.
All right. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Increased moderately.
Increased moderately. All right. Thank you. And what about in the past 3 to 5 years?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's small increases.
All right. Also as well, a somewhat increase. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
I don't know. All right. About the same.
Remain the same. All right. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Did you change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount deductible? Did you decrease coverage?
I have to change carriers, yeah.
All right, you've changed insurance providers. All right, thank you. If you can insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 100% because you want to be insured in full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
What was that question?
If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? And the list is 100%, 80 to less than...
80%.
80%, all right. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
No, I would just self-insure.
All right. So you would not move from your home then, maybe?
No.
All right. In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their home insurance policies. So would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or should the government not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think they should all be involved.
All should be involved? All right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, since you are, like, very confident, and number 1 being that you have no confidence absolutely, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Maybe 2.
I'm sorry?
3.
A 3? All right, thank you. That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
What was that again?
So the statement is, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Hurricane what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
I don't understand that question.
All right. If you don't understand, no worries. So, how confident are you that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Take into account? I don't know.
All right. The other one is, how confident are you that new developments take into account flood risks?
Confident.
Would that be a 5 then? Like, very confident?
Yeah, I'm very confident.
All right. Thank you. And how confident are you that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Yeah, I'm very confident.
Very confident as well. All right. Thank you. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes. What was that question?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, it's not going to affect me, but it'll affect other people.
All right. Thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
They shouldn't increase anything.
They shouldn't increase anything? All right, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned?
I am not in a flood zone.
All right, so you're not at all concerned?
No.
All right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? And you can select up to 3 options. And the list goes neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to your job?
Price.
All right, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5? Less than 1 year?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Could you please tell me your age?
84.
84. All right. Thank you. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just one.
Just one. All right. Thank you. So what is your marital status?
Single.
Single? All right, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
It was advanced MBA.
MBA?
MBA.
All right. Would that be a graduate degree then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No.
No? All right. What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
Caucasian.
All right, thank you. What languages are most often spoken in your home? What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
All right, thank you. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Is it like under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over 75 to 100,000?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Well, those are all the questions I had. So we have officially completed the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.